Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
That's an app.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, here we go, third take.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. When a man like Tom Springfield calls in, and he has called the station 33,314 times, you have a responsibility to take the call. That kind of dedication to call a station 33,000 times.
It does say on the screen every time someone is called.
And yes, it does.
His name is Tom from Springfield. It's not Tom Springfield.
Because
he's not Rick's brother.
No, sometimes it comes up with their last name. It's what their phone is.
Oh, okay.
Because like sometimes he'll put in like Carlos.
Okay.
But then it will say like Jane.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sure.
Because it's got caller
ID. It's like we have caller ID, right?
I think. Tom, go ahead, sir.
Am I on the air?
Yeah, we are. I want to first of all congratulate you for your 33,314th call to our station.
Actually, this is my very first. And I called because considering the demise of your competitors down the dial, there's a wide open slot here for people with IQs in three digits to have a radio show to listen to in the morning. But what's your target demographic? An 18 to 25-year-old male with an IQ of 85?
Yes. Well, how have you got in our research?
Well, you know, and that's who you're going to hit.
You're in
sophomoric garbage in my entire life.
You have gotten access to numbers that you shouldn't have access to. We have.
How's that?
Because when we moved to Beasley, they did a poll research and are based of IQ and who we should try to go after, and you are in the ballpark. 85 is in the ballpark.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you work for a competing station and you're trying to make us look bad, but this is information you should not have.
No, actually, I'm a retired guy at 65 who gets
Oh, then you don't matter at all.
Likes to hear some
No, 65 means nothing to us. It's 25
that.
To 54.
Yeah, I totally
no, you're meaningless. Actually, I could care less. Please don't listen. I beg you not to listen. Please don't. 60, here's the problem with you being 60, is that you don't matter to advertisers at all. No one cares about a 60-year-old. As far as I'm concerned, I hope you think we're the worst show ever. Never listen again, Tom. Never. We are so dumb and have such bad ratings. Never listen again. You're too old. You're too old for anyone to care. Now, if you're between the ages of 18 and 54, I love you. But, Tom, I don't want a retiree listening to me. I don't need your get off my lawn garbage. I want you to turn the dial to the classical station and sit there and wait for someone to yell it on the street.
Well, might I retort?
You may retort, sir.
Okay. Well, I have multiple children that all fall within that demographic. And
yeah, and they love me.
They were the
and
ones
they're embarrassed by you. They're embarrassed by you. Such a finger wagging. I can only imagine the resentment your children have for you. You're a 60-year-old man calling and complaining about a radio station. The embarrassment that they must have. How dare you, Tom?
I must have.
I dare you, Tom. Retired at 60, your man obviously of great means, and to drag your children into this? Oh, how dare you?
Oh, my goodness.
What do you got there? How many kids?
Just three.
Just three? That's a nice amount of children. Oh, what are their age range?
It works out, and they're
not
spawning and multiplying as we go along.
Well,
as
that's
well.
Wonderful. I'm sure you have a lovely family. How old are your children?
Well, let's not go there.
I'm not asking for personal information.
Let's consider what you just said a moment ago. You're not interested in anybody that's older than 54 years old.
Yes,
how about your mother and father? Are they dead or are they alive?
They are both deceased. They died in a horrible skiing accident.
Well, I can sort of see your proclivity to hating old people because, you know, you don't have any of them around you. But
how dare you attack my parents' perilous ski accident?
I thought I'd come right back at you.
Yeah, with dead parent jokes, you son of a gun.
Now, see, this is stimulating repartee. Dials all over New England are turning it up. See, this is the kind of thing you need to go in the morning.
To have callers make fun of my deceased parents? How dare you, you cad?
Well, what are you talking about? You're talking about killing dogs.
Yeah, they're going to kill dogs because of people like you.
Killing dogs and seeing members of your family deceased.
They're going to kill dogs because of people like you. Every time you call a radio station, a dog dies.
What's that?
What?
How do you figure somebody like me supports the murdering of animals?
Because I can tell by the tone of your voice.
Oh, God, no, no.
No. You're one of these animal killers. You're one of these guys with your 60-year-old and all the money in your 401k. I bet you're one of these trophy hunters that goes down to Africa and shoots lions and puts us all in peril. My parents are alive. I tricked you. I pulled a fast one. Both my parents are alive, and they are not proud of me, and nor do they listen to the show. But that is of no consequence because they're in their 70s, and I could care less.
See, we need a little.
I tricked you.
I pulled.
You are very calm. I'm not. But I did pull the wool over your eyes. Both my parents are alive. Ha ha! Take that, you cad.
And that's about that, I guess.
Yeah, and then so you made fun of my dead parents, but they're alive. Na 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 boo boo.
My dad's dead. I took it personally.
Yeah, Rich's dad is real dead.
Exceeded the IQ.
Dan Roach's dad is dead.
Well, we could have an interesting discussion.
Sure, maybe
you
can say something interesting.
Listen to the other.
Say something interesting then. Let's go. What do you got?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to talk about? How about Donald Trump? You want to talk about Donald Trump?
Oh, sure, he's the greatest.
Nailed it.
I think he's awesome.
Because no one talks about Donald Trump. You nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, that's it.
Thank you, GM. Thank you, PD.
I think he's the greatest.
Well, he's got his good points and his bad.
Oh, that is such an outrageous take. My Lord, Tom, what are you trying to do?
I don't know.
Wait a second. You're telling me, let me get this straight, that Donald Trump has good points and bad points?
Morning, which is why they blew away all the ratings. But now all the ratings seem to be, sort of backing off a little bit. Look, if you really want to bring some intelligent people onto the show now and then and have a good discussion now and then, you might, triple or quadruple your audience.
Okay, who should we have on? Who would be a good guest?
Can stay and listen to the show.
Tom, all you're doing is insulting dead people. And listen, obviously you worship the devil. Mm-hmm. But I will ask you this.
Sure.
Are there orgies at your devil worshiping place? Because Sammy Davis Jr.
Actually, you're in the ballpark. It's during the seances. We usually break out into all sorts of various,
because only a devil worshiper cad would call up and spew this kind of hatred and also have an opinion that is so polarizing as if someone had good and bad points to them.
Yeah, well...
Shoot a guest at me. Let's talk.
I'll be looking forward to your legal career, or at least your debating career, because there's no way anybody could possibly ever win an argument with somebody like you.
You got that right, Jack.
Why have you called the station 33,000 times?
No, as I said, this was my first call.
I think your person who's running your...
Then your kids have called in, obviously.
...identifying has somehow crossed wires. I'm neither Tom nor have I called 30,000 plus times.
All right. Well, listen,
that Tom makes sense because Bert answered the phone.
Yeah, Bert
name might be
wrong.
The phone.
But it,
all right. Well, this
and do you live in Springfield? Do you live in Springfield?
Yeah. Well,
then even I care less about you.
No, I'm out in Framingham.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, but...
you know where I live? Newton, baby. Newton. I live in Newton, not there in Framingham. Oh, look at how west I am. Me, hop on the Green Line. I'm in the city, lickety split. You're out there in Framingham. Take that.
Well, what's the matter? You got a problem with middle class people that work for a living?
No, only 60-year-old people. You don't work. You're retired.
With the city.
You don't work. You're retired. You're retired. You're retired.
Extremely rich or ones getting EBT cards. That's it. The rest of us have to live out in the burbs. We have to support...
I live in the burbs.
Do you?
You're retired. You don't even work.
Well,
You retired at 60.
I've been in my 40 years.
Okay, well, you retired at 60. That ain't bad.
That's right, because I put in my 40 years.
Well, so what? I can't retire in 40 years. I can't do that.
I got out. I went to work for one company for 40 years.
Well, at least you could have expanded your horizons a little bit, my Lord.
I do expand my horizons.
Well, no, you don't. You sat there checking in and checking out at one job. I mean, you could have gone from the Olive Garden, certainly into a Chili's.
See,
I mean, you just get stuck there. You get stuck in the maze.
Evidence of how important it is you get people that can actually have an intelligent conversation with you. But look how long you've kept me on.
You used to be on 96.9?
For what, 30 to 45
Tom,
seconds?
Did you used to be on 96.9? Did you used to call in there all the time?
Never.
Okay, a little hesitation there.
You've got me totally pegged incorrectly here. You think I'm some extreme right-wing conservative?
I don't even know what that
is. I don't know what that is, but yes, I do.
Exactly.
I do think you are.
Hardly.
I think you are.
Well, you know, this
do you use a gas? Do you use a gas leaf blower?
I hope your audience has enjoyed it.
Do you use a gas leaf blower?
Actually, I have a guy that comes through and
does. Oh, must be nice, Mr. Working Class. Oh, you have a guy that comes out. Oh, I'm retired at 60, and I have a guy who blows my leaves. Oh, don't you pull that card on me. You're sitting there in your ivory tower trying to talk down to us and our audience while you're out there living the life of leisure at 60. I wish I had time at 9 in the morning to call radio stations.
Got me pegged. It's time to go have a gin and tonic and watch the 7.
You're an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic, Tom.
All right. Well,
you're going to have a gin and tonic at 9 in the morning?
As long as I
you're an alcoholic.
Gin and tonic, I'll probably be right there with your
target. You're an alcoholic. Get help. 1-800-AD-CARE.
Right.
Oh, we have fun, Tom. You're silly.
This is awesome.
Yeah,
love it.
Right. Not anymore. It got a little... There you go. Thank you, Tom.
Sorry, that's for me.
And that, on a Friday, is how you kill 10 minutes. All right, fantastic.
I just love it. Whenever anyone calls, it tells how many times they've called. And every once in a while, a number comes up and you go, holy moly.
Yeah, that's like a guy who calls radio stations.
That's a guy, yeah. That's 33,000 calls to this station. Now, whether it was him or somebody else using his phone... From that phone, we've received 33,000 calls.
Yeah. Yep. Retired at 60. Must be nice. I don't know anyone who's retired at 60. My goodness. Well, it's going to be hard to get on with my weekend now. It's like as soon as it's 60, we're off the hook.
It's like, all right, we're good.
Yeah, who cares?
Right.
You appeal to nobody. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
That's an app.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, here we go, third take.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Dutcher and Rich. When a man like Tom Springfield calls in, and he has called the station 33,314 times, you have a responsibility to take the call. That kind of dedication to call a station 33,000 times.
It does say on the screen every time someone is called. And
yes, it does.
His name is Tom from Springfield. It's not Tom Springfield.
Because
he's not Rick's brother.
No, sometimes it comes up with their last name. It's what their phone is.
Oh, okay.
Because like.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Sports Hub.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher Lattice on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Stidham takes the snap, drops back, pressure, throws. It's caught over the middle. Jacoby Myers with his first reception of the evening into Carolina territory and a Patriots first down.
I was specifically, Fred, watching Jacoby Myers after we had Will Brinson on, who just like was fawning over him.
He thought he was to steal the draft.
And it was amazing how poorly Jacoby Myers looked with Tom Brady, but how it looked like him and Stidham had been playing together for years. Like, they had almost instant chemistry out there. But, well, first of all, that was the call that was done right here on 98.5 Sports Hub for Mr. Dan Roach. But if you did not get to hear it, or see it, rather, on your local television station, there were certain markets that didn't go to commercial when they were supposed to. And one of those markets, I do believe, is Maine. And so this is not on Scott Zolak. Scott Zolak had no idea he was on TV. But if you were one of those people watching the game in Maine, after Kyle Van Noy ended up going down, it looked kind of scary for a moment. During the commercial break, Zolak and Soucy and Rob Ninkovich were watching the tape and trying to figure out what the hell happened there, not thinking they were on TV. However, this aired in several markets.
I didn't see it.
Can we see it again?
Watch. Right. Well, right there.
Oh,
right.
That's not that. Maybe LCO.
And that whole the whole back and forth, that's and watching the video.
Entirely on the guy in Maine.
That is not Zolak's fault, no. But I did find it rather funny.
No. But that is that's really unfair to Zolak.
No, it's
because
not
because you
fault.
Should be able, because he has a headset on, and if you throw it to break and your mic's up, I mean, he could have said anything.
Yeah. And my whole thing is nobody cares about the S word anymore anyway.
No, all people care about is the things that people care about shift dramatically as generations go by.
But outside of everything with Patrick Chung yesterday, I think the two biggest storylines that came out of yesterday's game was Joe Murray was just saying that, you know, this defense might be one of the better defenses that the Patriots have ever had. I mean, they look on the secondary. Looks unbelievable. Even guys like Chase Winovich, who's, you know, you don't know whether he's going to start or not, he has been nothing but impressive. He's getting to the point where you can't ignore the guy. I know you think he's kind of douchey.
He played with the starters yesterday.
He looked great yesterday. But I think the biggest thing that came out of it was if you got Stidham coming in and following Tom Brady and never leaving the game while Brian Hoyer sits there and watches, you have to wonder, what is the worth of keeping three quarterbacks around anymore?
Well, Breer had said, and he doesn't think they're going to keep three quarterbacks, by the way, and obviously Hoyer's the odd man out. But the only reason they would is because, to appease Brady, because Hoyer's basically someone that he can, someone he's comfortable with and someone he game plans with.
And I guess
we heard the story about the Super Bowl, and Hoyer was able to pick apart what Los Angeles was doing on defense before the game and things of that nature. Now, do I think that's enough? Do I think Tom Brady's, you know, going to commit Harry Carey if they get rid of Brian Hoyer? I would say no, but that would be the reason they keep him.
There's part of me, and it depends on just how much comfort he gets from having Brian Hoyer there. And I know that he, you know, behind the scenes, as you said, he's been very valuable. And he's kind of like, I don't want to say a Tom Brady whisperer, but he's kind of like his comfort blanket. Is that worth $3 million a year to the Patriots?
It's the money. It's not so much. And the Hoyer-Brady thing, I think, is real. Stidham needs the reps, though. Like, what were you going to see from Brian Hoyer yesterday that would have changed your mind about him?
He's a mediocre to lower-level backup quarterback.
Yep.
And we know what he is.
And Belichick said that after the game. Hey, we've seen a lot of Brian Hoyer. The only takeaway is this. Stidham and Myers have this chemistry, and I tweeted this out last night, but you remember when Jimmy Garoppolo was here and Brian Timms was big name? Like, for some reason, they had that chemistry. Jacoby Myers didn't have that with Brady, as you know we discussed earlier today. So my whole thing is this: like Stidham though looks better than Hoyer. Everything that he does is just better than Brian Hoyer.
But he doesn't know the playbook, and that's a little bit of an issue as far as making the.
Well, Brissett didn't know the playbook, but I mean, you know, he was able to come in and win a game. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Was that his second year though?
No, that was his rookie year. Yeah.
Oh wow, it was okay.
And they changed the playbook for him. I mean, you can change things around to super serve him. But what did Breuer say about Stidham is that a lot of people thought that he was better than...
Yeah, the thing with Stidham, so if you guys remember, he was at Baylor. He was this Texas gunslinger, threw the ball downfield. Like, they were loaded. The Art Briles thing happened. He left. He had to sit out a whole year. He went to junior college, did not play football, went to Auburn. He was part of Gus Malzahn's offense. They handed the ball to Kerryon Johnson, who broke SEC records. And, you know, he's not that guy that's out of shotgun. I know people get confused on that Cam Newton offense. No, they ran the ball a ton. They played in the pro offense, but they lost their whole entire offensive line last year. Like, all those guys out of Auburn just get drafted and go in every year. So Stidham didn't have a great year, but, like, he's one of the better throwers, I think, in the draft. And to get him where they got him in the draft, like, I think he's, like, a really good prospect.
See, I think as a fan, you obviously want to see if for some reason something happened to Tom Brady – I think the excitement of seeing Stidham in there would be, it would make the games more interesting. Whereas you know that Hoyer's just not that
good. There's all the game tape on Hoyer, too.
So if we're thinking this way, I would have to think that someone like Bill Belichick is thinking this way. But the only problem with getting rid of Hoyer, if indeed Tom Brady likes this guy and makes him feel comfortable, is if there's any year that you don't really want to piss off Tom Brady for the Patriots... Mm. Well, isn't it this one?
But what if you get rid of the money and you can pick someone up, or you can make a move? You can
Well, listen, the tight end position, clearly there's a need there. I know Ben Watson left last night with a head injury. He's going to miss the first four games. Sounds like everything's fine on that end. But Izzo had a nice catch. He's a backup kid. He went to Florida State. They redshirted him last year. He'll be back this year. There's a hole there. There is a hole at tight end for the Patriots without Rob Gronkowski. If somebody becomes available and you can free up that $3 million. I'd go and do that, but that's the hole with this offense right now. They look deep at the wide receiver position. They need help at tight end.
The other thing that stood out last night, and I have to credit the television broadcast for this. I don't know if the radio one did, just the clip we played, they didn't mention it. But you had Jake Bailey, he's the new replacement for Ryan Allen, absolutely crushing punts out there. As I said, just kicking him so high, he's just confusing the people below him, causing muff punts. He's the muff maker.
Yeah, would you call him the muffer or the muff maker?
He's the muff maker. Jake Bailey, the muff maker.
Yeah, that thing just hangs in the sky.
It does.
Hey, Adam Schultz on TV.
People start to get confused. They start, like, hallucinating, and all of a sudden, boom, next thing you know, you've dropped it, and the Patriots have the ball.
I mean, there was a lot of pressure on the man. I mean, he's out there alone.
But the only problem with, you know, Captain Muffmaker is that he's got a little bit of an issue holding the snap, and Stephen Gostkowski yesterday, you felt awful for him when he missed that one field goal. And you're thinking, what is he, 1-for-4 in the preseason now? And you're like, this has got to suck for him. But then Soucy and Zolak found on the broadcast, they showed a replay, and immediately they're like, oh, well,
Ace Ventura.
Yep, laces in instead of out. I mean, he ended up, I mean, when Gostkowski came up and went to go kick the ball, the laces were facing him directly, which, of course, is a massive no-no, and that was something that Ryan Allen did.
Yeah, we all learned it. Yep. When the young Courtney Cox made her big screen debut.
Absolutely. So, I mean, is this something that I don't know how tough it is. And I have to think that it's incredibly stressful to, in half a second's time, be able to catch a snap and turn it in just the right direction and get it there.
Yeah, it's just something you got to work on.
All right. Well, I don't know how many of the other screwed up Gostkowski kicks was the muff maker.
Only one was Bailey. It was last week. The other one was Ryan Allen.
Okay.
So, yeah, so there's been two now with Bailey.
Now, did he miss the one that Bailey held?
Yeah.
Go back and check the tape. Maybe we're all coming down on Gostkowski for the wrong
reason.
Maybe
you can get rid of Hoyer and get a guy who's so...
I'll tell you this much. If they want to keep Hoyer, he can do that. Well, Brady did it when he was a rookie, and he was the fourth quarterback. So...
$3 million.
I don't know. I don't pay attention. Has Hoyer done this before, like with the Patriots?
Probably, yeah. I don't see why a quarterback couldn't get there and do that.
All right.
Anybody can hold. Literally anybody can hold. It's just the whole that you want the punter to do it because you want the three guys all together. The one thing I will mention is Brandon King left last night's game. Looks like a leg injury. That's going to free up a roster spot. He's only a special teams guy, kind of like Matt Slater. So maybe that's where they can keep him on the roster. But Bailey's going to help out on kickoffs. That's going to be his biggest thing. And the punts, as you mentioned, the muff maker. Those things hang in the air for like 5 seconds.
Oh, the hang time, baby.
And the amount of people tweeting the hang time, I'm all in. Give me all the hang time.
And it's going to prolong Matthew Slater's career. Watch.
Oh, yeah.
Slater's going to be the first guy down there. The ball's still going to be in the air.
It's like a Saturday morning in 1995. Hang time, baby.
Who is that little slippery dude out there? Gunnar
Oslewski.
He looked okay, too. Well, first of all, he freaked out on that first punt.
Yeah.
And he called a fair catch when there was like plenty of room to run.
Zones all over him.
Which he should have been. I mean, I'm sitting there going, why aren't you running on that?
He's trying to make the team. You know, it's preseason. Go for it.
Yep.
And no one else remembers the show Hang Time?
Yeah, with Reggie. Was it Reggie Theus was the coach?
Reggie Theus was
the
coach.
And the big, what's the big fat guy? Anthony Anderson?
Anthony Anderson was on that.
And the chick basketball player? That was my wheelhouse, man.
The hot chick went to the same high school as my, went to high school when my wife was there.
I actually know the theme song.
How'd it go?
Hang time, hanging together.
Yeah.
Singing it on the line. The hang time, we're always together. Me and my friends are hang time.
Yeah, the hot one was is my age.
Is that not the same as Hanging with Mr. Cooper?
Different song.
Hanging with Mr. Cooper, unwatchable.
Curry?
Yeah. Curry. Mark Curry.
Mark Curry?
Yeah.
I never
TGIF.
Watched.
TGIF.
Yep.
That was part of the Friday night cast, the lineup that they had.
Family-friendly comic. Got to give him a comp.
Right.
That's right.
What else was on that lineup?
It was Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
Step by Step. Family Matters at one point.
If you had to,
putting it on the line,
jabbing forever, taking it up for Hang. Now, did they ever actually play basketball in Hang Time?
I think they only had four players.
I'm not positive.
So people who never played basketball wrote a show about basketball.
Yes.
I love it.
It was
great.
It was obviously capitalizing on the success of Saved by the Bell.
So it's like, guys, I'm here for all the hanging muff talk. You betcha. We've got the muff maker's going to be making magic all season long. You just keep an eye on him. Lots of head time.
Yeah, every time he has a good game. We got to get an interview with him so he can just play this. And then all we have to do is go, hey, you're the Flutter guy? And he goes, yeah. And you go, thanks. You hang up.
Just use me singing. It'd be much better.
All right. Rich, we have the stat coming up. What are some things that we want
to discuss? Let's get to the insane thing that is going on in your neighborhood in Newton right now, Fred. And it's a legit something that would freak me out.
I'm not scared of nothing.
Well, you'll be scared of this.
All right. Here are the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help MA.org.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what have we not gotten to today?
Well, Fred, if I were you, heading home today might not feel as safe. As non-anxiety driven, I don't even know what I would say if this was going on in my neighborhood. This is something that right now, a problem that has yet to be solved. I have not heard whether this has come to a conclusion yet, but it's been going on for about a little over, I think, 24 hours. Fred, this is from this morning's news.
They just gobbled their prey.
Rabbits in this Newton neighborhood could find themselves running for their lives with a massive slithering predator on the loose.
Eyes open.
and I'm no small pets out.
Homeowners are taking precautions, alarmed that a thick 8-foot Burmese python like this somehow got away from its owner and is now roaming through shrubs and bushes.
I've never come in contact with an 8-foot long anything.
Well, first of all, the Senorita Fluff does not go outside.
Okay.
So Mademoiselle Puff is fine.
Make sure none of, yes.
And my dog would destroy that thing. So I'm in the clear. And obviously, no one on my side of town is going to have some snake.
I have seen nature shows where a python much like this one has taken down, like, it's like tried to eat an alligator. I've seen one, like, go for a deer before.
Have you ever seen one eat a rabbit?
What's that?
Have you ever seen like a? You ever have a friend with a python?
I had a friend with like an iguana, never a python.
Well, really
place always
sad.
Smelled great. Oh yeah, because you have to feed them like live animals.
You feed them like a rabbit, and it strangles them, and yeah. They make this noise, and their eyes pop out.
Oh yeah, I mean, a 20-pound dog. How many pounds does your dog weigh?
35, 40
might be in the wheelhouse. These things, their jaws. It's amazing what they can consume.
My dog would destroy it. There is no doubt. There's no way.
I don't know, man.
My dog would eat the hell out of it. Trust me. That snake can't move fast enough. I wouldn't want that dog doing anything to me.
Are pythons poisonous, or are they just like
no?
They just put their teeth in you and then
they
strangle you.
Yeah,
first.
They strangle you, and it takes time. Like they got to wrap themselves around you. So in the time it was wrapping around my dog would have sufficiently ate it. So I'm telling you. The last thing you want is my dog coming after you. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay.
I would not.
Well, maybe that will be the. Maybe your dog will be the one that finally catches this thing because
it's
still
the only
loose.
Animal I've ever had where I've been like, ooh, you don't want to mess with that thing.
Don't think I want to.
The owner of that snake lives on Jewett Street. He doesn't want to talk with us about losing one of the largest snakes on Earth, but he did call police.
Like, how do you lose an 8-foot python this big? It's crazy. I just don't get it.
Neighbors say the owner reported that the python had just eaten.
It's probably someone from Wellesley pulling a prank.
Really? It's like, that's how they prank each other?
Yeah, it's like a prank. Someone from Wellesley came in and thought they were all highfalutin.
The snakes are known to be docile, but police say if it turns up, to stay away and report it.
Oh, okay. So stay away from the 8-foot python.
I was thinking to go up and like try to shake hands.
You should really put some signs up to stay away from the 8-foot python. Is that before or after I go to the bathroom on myself? Like if can you imagine if you like opened up your trash and there was an 8-foot python? It's scary enough when there was raccoon.
Are you kidding me? You'd be mortified.
Now, do you kill it?
No.
If it's in your trash, do you kill it with a shovel?
You stay the F away. No, you do exactly what they say. You call animal control.
Yeah, but what if it takes?
This is a 911 call. I am not making fun of the people who call it for.
I'm not making fun of anyone. I'm just wondering if it's in your trash. If there's as a public service, you murder it. I'm not lying.
Yeah, I'm not touching it. I'm not even getting anywhere near it. Why would you mess with it?
Because if it couldn't get out of the trash bin.
What if it jumps up and grabs your arm?
I don't know if they're able to jump.
Oh, I mean, the snake's head move. They move fast. Yeah.
I mean, they could slither up, perhaps.
Dude, that's how they get deer and things like that. Is that like deer fast as hell?
I never know when you're supposed to kill varmints.
Well, one of these things can strike pretty quickly.
All right. Well, then I wouldn't kill it. I'd call animal control.
Nora just said, if Fred honestly believes his dog is even closer a match for an 8-foot Burmese python, I'm very concerned. Yeah, this thing would murder your dog.
Nope.
Dude, it kills deer.
Yeah, deers are all dumb. Deer running far in front of cars. My dog would eat that thing. It would. And it wouldn't get hurt if it bit it. My dog.
There is a video that I'm just now found of a python, and it's like a Burmese python, taking down a leopard.
Yeah, the leopard's probably sitting there all like a cranky goose.
Just remember Jake the Snake Roberts in wrestling.
Yeah.
Threw Macho Man against the ropes.
There's nothing cooler than a guy with a big snake. You know you got a guy who's got love affairs. Aaron, go ahead.
Hey, what's going on, guys? So the media is making this out to be way worse than it is. They're saying it's a 6 to 8 foot python, but you guys are calling it an 8 foot python. an 8 foot python is probably no thicker than a can of soda.
Right.
Things not gonna hurt. Things not gonna. It's not gonna kill anybody.
Right.
So I'm joking when
I said about the thing in the trash can. I'm obviously
no.
I obviously I know, wouldn't kill the thing. But could my dog take it down?
What kind of dog do you have?
It's a pit bull, sorta.
Yeah, it could probably. It probably could if it wasn't scared of it because it's something.
It'd probably be scared.
Your dog's probably never ran into a snake or something like that, so it's probably going to be wicked timid by it, afraid of it.
Yeah, but they strike fast, right? I mean, that's the way they get.
It's slow, right? They're slow.
No, they could strike fast, but chances are. This thing was raised in a family. It's not like you're going to encounter a wild snake out, a 6 to 8 foot snake out in the woods of Africa, the jungles of Africa. You know, you're talking about something that's probably tame and just got out of someone's homemade enclosure that they had outside.
Right.
So, I think the media is just making it out to be a lot worse than it is. But
it's an 8 foot python that's on the loose.
No. But I know. I know what he's saying. It's because it's frightening for us. But as someone who handles these things often, perhaps it's he's more informed about the chances of it striking. Now, Rich, if I ran across an 8 foot python, I've never done it before, but I did at a swim meet once, but I might pee myself.
Sure.
I mean, I'm not telling you I'm taking the thing on.
Is there any more audio that story left? Because there's some interesting details that are in the Boston Globe story. Mike just watched a video of a python that size taking down an alligator, an 8 foot python. Dude, this happens.
Dave, go ahead.
What's the deal with the north side of Newton?
it's far inferior to the south side of Newton.
What is it? Is it because of all the minorities over there?
I'm joking. Newton's a fantastic place. The whole joke is the whole place is so nice. The joke is that there's the wrong side of Newton. Yeah,
it's the wrong side of the Whole Foods.
I have no idea minorities. What the hell are you talking about? I'm joking. Newton's a very upscale place. You really didn't think I was kidding?
No, I just wanted you to freak out a little bit.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Is that KFC Taco Bell over there?
No, they shut it down.
No, they shut it down.
Yeah, that thing was awesome.
I was unaware of all the minorities and everything going on. I take back everything I said. I didn't realize it was such a pressure cooker.
Well, this is from the article. It says, the snake's name is Lightning. His scaly exterior is a mix of yellow and brown, and he's missing in Newton, on the loose after escaping from his owner's backyard. Jack Galvin said Lightning took off on Tuesday evening while he was swimming and playing in the pool with his 8-year-old son, Ryder. They were enjoying a dip in the summer heat around 5 p.m. as Lightning lounged in the grass nearby, he said, something they've let the snake do often in the past. At some point, Galvin's sister and kids came by to the home on Jewett Street in Newton's Corner.
Newton Corner?
It's Buff's Pub.
That's
the wrong side. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Galvin said he looked away from the snake for just a few moments. When he turned back around, he said the Burmese python was nowhere in sight. Quote, he was on the grass just hanging out, and then he slithered away beneath the fence. Galvin said he spent hours looking for the snake with the help of his son and his sister's children. They searched behind cars and bushes and neighbor yard. That's got to be a nightmare. Hoping to wrangle the python before nightfall, they also alerted those living adjacent to his backyard, letting him know that Lightning was afoot. Quote, we've been looking for the last 2 days. Wow, he's 2 days. I've told everyone of my neighbors. They've helped me look for him. They want to find him. I'm sure they've gone all in on looking for him.
I would if you got like a cat or something.
I'm not looking for him. I'm hiding my cat. You find him. Someone else finds him.
Not every cat is as disciplined as Senorita Fluff.
Maybe not.
So they can sneak out right when you least expect it. Have you ever had a cat leave, like when you're going on vacation, and like you have the door open, taking your luggage out, and then the cat runs out, and then you got to miss your flight because you're looking around for the dumb cat?
No, never done that. So the following day, when the snake still had not been recovered, an apparently nervous neighbor contacted Newton Police Department. But they waited a day. They waited a whole day.
Well, you know... Who knows what? Now, if they catch it, do they get the snake back? That is a question. I don't give them the snake back.
Oh, hell no. You lost all snake owning privileges after that.
Yeah.
There's no way we're going to get
that back. You're on a no snake list.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Somebody said on high alert, someone else community took to the Newton website, nextdoor.com. Ooh, I need to check this out. See if there's a Brookline one. An online network where residents can share information about goings on in their respective neighborhoods. Why have I not been here? In a post sent, it said, quote, this is not a joke. A family lost an 8-foot yellow and brown Burmese python. If you have a dog, cat, or other small animals, please take note. So this thing has been, oh my goodness, this thing has been gone for 2 full days, Fred. They just let him hang out in the front yard. And just,
while the 8-year-old's swimming around. Tom, go ahead.
Why are you guys afraid of a snake?
Because it murders animals.
Yeah. So what? It's a snake.
Have you seen what snakes
These
do?
These are excellent
like deer
points you're making.
It's like, all right, Captain Cool Guy. So how many, so honestly, why should we not be afraid of a Burmese python?
Feet. It can't run. It doesn't have feet.
Tell that to all the deer have been murdered. Tell that to all, like the alligator. That
I'm not sure
out.
That
the
they,
leopard.
Can, they can get a deer.
There's video of it.
Tom, can they kill a deer?
No.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom.
Your dog has no chance, though.
I think you're underestimating
Your dog
my dog.
Has no chance.
I think you're underestimating the dog. The dog could act fast. Now, if the python got around my dog, now the dog would lose.
How can it move? It ain't got feet. Why are you scared of a snake? They just sit there all rubbery.
My dog has jumped over a 5.5-foot fence. Boom. You think that's
impressive as hell. Yeah, 5.5-foot fence?
Yeah, I don't know what it's a mutt that we adopted, but it's got.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, no.
At 30 pounds, it can jump over a 5.5-foot fence? That is.
Like 35, 40 pounds. Yeah.
That's impressive as hell.
I have no idea what that dog is, but it's a Tennessee crap dog, so it's got to have some pit bull.
Somebody said, a snake don't have feet. It can't run. Maybe that's the guy calling in earlier who was right about not legalizing weed.
Yes. All right. We will. Who's in? Is it Hardy?
Can you isolate that? He ain't got no feet. He can't run.
Hardy has to work today, despite the fact that he was working on the Patriot broadcast last night.
What's that?
And none of the others do. So that seems like dirty pool. All right. We will talk to Hardy, I would imagine, in just a matter of moments.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
Face it, winter can wreak havoc on your parking lot. And the last thing your customers need is to dodge potholes, which might make them dodge your business altogether. Make sure they don't have bumps on the way to your door by calling U.S. Pavement. 1-800-PAVEMENT. Let U.S. Pavement smooth the road to your door. U.S. Pavement has paved the way for successful businesses all over New England since 1985. Call now, and a member of their expert team will evaluate your site and give you a price that won't leave a hole in your budget. Call U.S. Pavement at 1-800-PAVEMENT or visit uspavement.com.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So how many, so honestly, why should we not be afraid of a Burmese python?
Feet. It can't run. It doesn't have feet.
Then I have no use for it.
Yay.
Skedaddle. All right, let me tell you this. Okay. Is that, the debut, the first one of the year, the fantasy football show starring the great Mike Lockhart, starts this Sunday from 8 to 10, and you can watch it on twitch.tv, or you can get the Twitch app, which is good because this very well could be the future of the medium.
Very nice.
So it's available on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. It's available on podcast when it's done. It's available on Twitch. We're all over the place. You can listen to the Over-Under podcast with after Joe Murray here mm-hmm. was on the show, became a top 200. In fact, let me look. Rich, you go about your business.
Yeah, since then I've received an email. People are talking about, why are you scared of these snakes? You bunch of pansies, right? They know they got no feet. And this is an article from NationalGeographic.com. So, I mean, it's a legitimate source. And it's called...
Oh, and is it sexy?
Why an 8-foot pet python may have killed its owner. Since his death, the photo's been all over the internet. Dan Brandon stands with a large 8-foot-long python named Tiny wrapped around his shoulders. It's the same snake that would be found on August 25th, coiled in the corner of his room while Brandon lay dead on the floor. Brandon's mother, Babs, tells The Guardian that she was making dinner in their home, and she heard a thud come from Brandon's room. Brandon was an experienced snake owner who had kept them for many years. Authorities immediately suspected Tiny was the culprit, but it wasn't until this week that a coroner confirmed the cause of death. During a postmortem exam, a pathologist found that Brandon's lungs were heavier than expected and that he had pinpoint hemorrhages in one eye. The pathologist indicated these were signs that Brandon died by asphyxiation. His lung and eye damage.
Probably faked it.
No, yeah, maybe, possibly.
It's probably foul play.
So, yeah, if you're wondering what these things can do for you.
I mean, how lazy you got to be not to get run away from that thing?
Well, you got no feet.
All I can think of is, was that Road Trip with Tom Green trying to feed the snake?
Yes, indeed. That is a, that guy that stars in that movie is very annoying.
The Ithaca, the kid who went
the
to
Ithaca. The Ithaca kid.
Whatever happened to Amy Smart? Is that her name?
Amy Smart went on to do that show, that TV, Boston Law or something like that. She was on some decent show that had a decent run, I think, for a while.
The Over Under podcast isn't in the top 200 anymore.
Well, sorry. It's because they
get it back up there this weekend, week zero, baby.
That's right. Week zero for college football. What did I do? I said a parlay.
We got Florida -7, and we have Arizona -11.
Florida, Arizona.
Going with the square plays this week, Fred.
Yeah, you're going square plays.
Yeah, well, that's what you got to do on week zero.
Well, you got to go with the square play.
All right. There's always a team like Appalachian State out there, though. Like next week.
When they beat Michigan?
Yeah.
That was something else. What do you think about Michigan State this year? They got a chance at the Big Ten? Tough road.
Yeah, I'm down on them.
Good defense. Could be the best defense in college football.
Could be, but they can't score.
Don't underestimate the kid, the quarterback over there. He played poorly last year, but what do you know? Hardy, I was told you're coming in hot.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm fine. It's not as hot as I thought it would be.
Okay.
People are saying you're coming in hot.
Yeah, well, I thought it was going to be. I was cutting a little close. Slept in a little bit this morning. You slept until 7:15.
You were out late? You were out late last night.
Kids. What? Yeah. Well, Paul Perillo and I didn't sign off on the postgame show till 12:30 last night.
So. Oh, okay.
Yikes.
They made me park over at Trader Joe's.
Now, Paul,
not even a joke.
Paul Perillo's here. Did you hear Scott Zolak on the unedited broadcast that apparently aired in a couple of different?
No. What's the official word on that? I may or may not have heard some of that.
That's not his fault, by the way.
Oh, that wasn't Zoe. That was someone imitating Zoe.
Okay.
No, it was the lapse in the guy running the station in Maine. No,
the best part is when I joked about it afterwards is him explaining that people have let him know that people can hear him swearing in commercials. And while he's explaining that to us, he's swearing.
Okay.
During the
commercial break, right?
During the next break.
Yeah. The classic OF, I said S.
Oh, you're right. Sure.
Yes. Essentially, is what he did for real last night, unironically.
All right. Well, I would imagine there's lots to talk about with Mr. Perillo here about the goings on.
Oh, yeah.
With the Patriots.
Oh, yeah. You do say plague funny.
Plague.
Yeah, but you were saying plague. You're saying
Jesus.
You're doing the short E vowel sound.
Dude,
you do it with inning and interview too.
Yeah.
You default to the short E vowel sound. I have a database of Fred Tutcher vowel misspeaks.
I'm a mover, shaker, headline maker. Okay. I got no time for that.
Plague.
You're a 9-to-5 nickel and dimer.
Plague.
Plague.
You got the plague. The prairie dog's got the plague. Inning. Interview.
Interview.
See?
All right.
I like Tom from Springfield. He was a good call.
Yeah, Tom from Springfield.
That's what I got in the car.
Not Tom.
And I was like, what the bleep am I getting into today?
Well, chances are you'll get him again today because he's called 33,000 times.
Yeah.
He was having a gin and tonic at 9 a.m. I don't think that's right. All right. You guys enjoy yourselves. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line ma.org.
This is Bob Soucy. The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon. As a runner myself representing the Flutie Foundation at the 2022 Boston Marathon, I'm proud to have been a teammate to many amazing Adaptive Program runners, achieving their dreams at the greatest race in the world. The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.